One of the barriers to finding the right mental health care in Ohio can be the cost. However, there are providers who offer services at little or no cost to low-income clients. I'm WKSU's Mark Earhart. In this installment of our series, Navigating the Path to Mental Health, we look at the financial challenges facing both patients and providers. Mental health care services in Ohio can be expensive. Health insurance can ease that burden, but according to the Ohio Department of Insurance, on average, premiums for individual plans cost around $5,800 per year. And many low-income Ohioans, like Curtis Harbor, just can't afford that.
There we go. Right on his little belly.
This is Max, my service dog. He's a standard schnauzer, and he's my best little friend.
He's at Portage Path Behavioral Health in Akron, where he gets treatment for depression and post-traumatic stress. It's a place he feels safe.
The doctor I have now, when it comes to my medicine, he listens to me. And because of my past with certain medicines, I don't want to take them. Like Seroquel, I tried to commit suicide on, and I don't want that feeling again.
He's just one of tens of thousands across the state who receive financial help to get the mental health care they need.
Our clients really don't have money to do much of anything.
That's Sean Blake with Portage Path. He says that's where safety net programs step in to give providers, like his, the financial backing to offer treatment to those who may not be able to afford it. The lion's share of funding comes from Medicaid. The rest comes from county mental health and addiction services groups, usually called ADM or ADAM boards. Since expanding its Medicaid program in 2014, Ohio now accepts more federal money to help low-income residents, freeing up county boards to be more flexible with their funding, which in turn, Blake says, allows places like Portage Path to
redirect some of our ADM dollars toward more indigent care, so we were able to serve more people who were uninsured in the county.
But the key word here is county. Summit's ADM board is largely funded through a property tax levy.
It's a rich county for that. We feel very supported by our ADM board, and we work really hard with our providers, other providers in the community, to provide the best care possible.
But just to the west in Medina County, it's a different picture. Just ask Philip Titterington, the head of the county ADAM board.
Primarily, our funding is heavily dependent on federal and state dollars.
He says they feel any shift at all in state and federal funding.
Very quickly and rapidly. This county does not have a social service levy or an ADAM levy.
Some county boards in Ohio have tax levies, others don't. And there are smaller counties that have to band together to pool resources. Sound complex? Well, there's more. The whole system for how providers get paid for services is changing drastically. It's called Behavioral Health Redesign.
Behavioral Health Redesign has two phases to it.
Lori Chris is the CEO for the Ohio Council of Behavioral Health and Family Services Providers, an advocacy group representing around 150 mental health care providers statewide. She says the first phase actually started in January, when Medicaid expanded the number of billing codes from 17 to 120.
And this is inside baseball, kind of backroom business functions, but it really should be invisible to the patient.
Tracy Plouk, director of the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, says the change in codes allows for more precise billing.
The payment system became more granular, which had the ability, number one, for Medicaid to see more clearly what they were actually buying with public dollars, but it also gave providers more ability to seek reimbursement for the specific services that they were rendering.
The second phase starts July 1st. It's called Medicaid Managed Care. It changes how providers are reimbursed, going from Medicaid acting as one big insurer for all mental health services to contracting with five separate insurance companies. That's how it's already done with Medicaid's physical health care. Jerry Craig is head of the Summit County ADM Board.
And so instead of just focusing on the primary side, primary care side of things, they'll actually be looking at the whole person, which I think we would all advocate for.
But he has some big concerns about this redesign as a whole. He says it's been a struggle for some providers. They've had to learn how to get claims filed properly, and there have been longer wait times to get reimbursed, which could be a huge problem for some providers who only have a month or two's cash on hand.
many of our providers have talked about this as working on a car while it's going down the highway at 90 miles an hour.
Advocates for the change believe having the same insurers cover Medicaid recipients in both their physical and mental health care streamlines the system. Tracy Plouk with the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services says it also opens the door for people who need help and may not know where to turn.
There are many people in Ohio who are receiving physical health care through Medicaid who are completely disconnected from behavioral health care providers because maybe they don't know about them, they don't know that they have access to see a provider through the Medicaid benefit.
All these stakeholders agree that ultimately it's about bridging the financial gap to mental health care for low-income Ohioans, like Curtis Harbor, back at Portage Path in Akron. He's improved his living situation, gotten married, and even found a passion for dog grooming.
Every day for me is another therapy session. Instead of my therapist once a month or twice a month, the dogs are my therapy for every day.
He says his life feels more stable now that he's found the care he needs. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.